County, that they've been just sitting in committee for the last year and there's no movement at all. I really would like to see Assemblyman McDonald as well as Senator Breslin push these bills through. They need to be passed. They've been sitting for too long, and it's especially vital with this permit renewal up. And that's a concern as well for the school district. These bills have just been sitting and they're not moving forward. Do these government officials, on the state level, really have the best interest of the children in mind with these bills if they're not, if they're failing to move forward in this process?
So we have about 90 seconds left. Now, hopefully, we're beginning to move towards spring and warmer weather, but that also means people are outdoors more often, windows are more open. I would assume that's not good for like things like odor and dust from this landfill. And I guess I'll just also, if people want to follow this information more, you guys have a website or something they can follow?
Yeah, so exactly. The odors we expect are going to come back, in the warmer weather. And like the school district said, renewal of this permit, if it were renewed, it would be a clear indication that, despite all of the evidence, the inevitable impacts to students, staff, and community would not be considered important. So there's a very big concern that if this landfill continues operating, things are just going to get worse down the line. And again, people can find more information out by going to stopdumb.org and also Rensselaer Environmental Coalition on Facebook.
Well, thank you very much, Dave Ellis with the Rensselaer Environmental Coalition. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy that took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC. And you're listening to WGXC, ACRA, Hudson, Catskill.
Monday, March 21st, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at 90.7 FM, including Dave Ellis of the Rensselaer Environmental Coalition. He's on the WGXC morning show at 9 a.m. talking about how the Rensselaer City School District sent a letter to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation opposing the renewal of the permit for the Dunn landfill that is right next to the school there. Then at 10 a.m., it's time to get on the Afrosonic Taxi with new tracks from Say George, Ajuste de Brujo, and others. At 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favorites with the music of Nina Simone and Miles Davis live from the WGXC Hudson Studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. At noon, after the local news, it's time for the Deep Three Show with tracks from Matthew Shipp, Harold Budd, and the Orrin Evans Captain Black Big Band. Then there is brand new music from around the world at 2 p.m. on the Vital Weekly Show. This week, tracks from Machine Fabrique, Fizzini Quartet, and Isaiah Cetarelli. Then at 6 p.m. on All Together Now, it's time for the WGXC Congressional Report about what Representatives Antonio Delgado and Paul Tonko have been up to lately. And then at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., we are live, first from ACRA with J.D. Eisman from Roundtop, his show The Spell. And then at 10 p.m., we've got comedy, discussion, music, and more live from Worthy Sound Works in Catskill with Nancy Giles and Carmen Borgia. The show's called The Mosquito, and it's on until midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo, oh, you want to be good at the Billy Dablo Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I live here in Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I'm 11, and I am from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love. Books we hate.
Books we hate. Oh, whoops.
And bookish things. And we're often joined by our friends Jada and Mashuda and Fatia, and sometimes by Amelia, who is here today. We haven't seen Amelia in a while, but we're happy to have her on the show. And we're really glad to be on WGXE every week, where we can talk about books and spread some book love out into the world. Some book hate too, but mostly book love. Even the hate comes from a place of love. So we want to keep WGXC going strong for years to come so that Bound by Books can keep on the airwaves. And we're taking part in this year's pledge drive for WGXC, as we do every year, trying to encourage our listeners out there to support our wonderful community radio station and our lovely book show, our youth book show, Bound by Books.
Yay.
And our goal for this pledge drive is to encourage at least two of you out there listening to become sustaining supporters of WGXC, where you give a little bit or a lot of it, which isn't a word, but every month to the radio station. It's a source of funding that they can count on throughout the year and helps keep the radio station going. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to add, you don't have to do like $10 million a month. No, that's not even possible. Unless everyone out there listening was a billionaire, that's not happening. No, a trillionaire. Yeah, that's not happening, I'm guessing. So it could even be as little as $5, or could even be $1.
I forget the exact smallest amount that it can be, but it's quite small.
Like, the point is, everything helps. So.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Everything helps. Even five will make a difference.
And for those out there listening who are already sustaining supporters, you can also consider, perhaps in this year, the 11th year of WGXE, maybe you want to raise your contribution a little bit if you're able to do so. So if you're giving $5 a month, maybe you want to up your contribution to $10 a month or $15 a month, and so on and so forth.
Give us more money. I'm kidding. Give us more money. Why? I'm kidding. Kids don't get the money.
Nor do the adults. It just helps keep WGXC on the air. And we would love for our listeners out there to join us in supporting WGXC. You can become a sustaining supporter or make a donation of your choosing at wgxc.org/donate, or you can give a call at 518-697-7400 to talk about donation options. And if you go to the website, be sure to look around. You can see what other shows are on the radio. You can check out the news. You can
watch our shows from other years, past yep. years.
Well, listen to them. You can't watch them.
Listen. Yeah, I know what I meant.
But yeah, you can listen to old audio archives. You could go back to May 1st, 2017 and listen to Amelia's first show.
Yep.
Or you could go back to January 15th, 2021 to listen to George's first show. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, my first show is not on the archive because it was so long ago that the archive does not cover it. You'd have to go all the way back in time to February 28th, 2011 for my first show.
Wait. Oh my gosh, the show is 10 days younger than me. Exactly. Aww.
Oh, wow.
It's like a little sibling.
Yeah.
But anyways, we hope that you all will check out the site and see everything that's on there.
Yes.
You can learn more about our show and listen to the archives. But most importantly, make a donation to help keep WGXC on the air.
Yeah. I just went, yes, and just punched my lamp.
Ouch. But yes, very exciting. We're very excited mm-hmm. for WGXC and proud to be radio hosts on this amazing
wonderful
radio station.
Yay!
but on that note, we're going to switch to talking about some books because Yay. That's what we do here. And we haven't heard from Amelia in a while. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping that we can start with Amelia.
Okay. I have... a book I actually bought for my dad for Christmas originally, but then I started reading it too. It's called Movie Star Chronicles, a visual history of the world's greatest movie stars. And this is like a book I really would have loved to have back when I was taking my film class at Columbia Green. But it is basically a massive book about different famous movie stars. And it goes through all their roles that they had, such as it goes over European stars. It's all alphabetized as well by like last names, so you can like look up James Dean or Marilyn Monroe or Anthony Hopkins. It's very fun, and it goes into their movies and it has a little biography of them. It's very cool.
How far back does it go? How far back in time, and does it have like present movie stars?
It covers Charlie Chaplin, so it goes pretty far back because he was it famous in the 1910s.
Oh wow!
Or he was at least in movies during the 1910s.
How far forward does it go?
How far forward?
Like, does it have present stars?
Yeah, it has present day stars. Like, I think Leonardo DiCaprio is still relevant, right? I don't keep track of movie stars very much. But yeah, I think it covers a couple ones you could consider modern. Yeah.
Was there anyone that you were most interested to learn about or that you got most excited to watch their movies?
I was interested in like learning about Marilyn Monroe. Because, you know, she was on the cover and she was, like, you know, one of those, like, big deal movie stars. I love reading about her. Her whole story is almost, like, very tragic, but very, very interesting. Like, I don't know if there has been a movie made of her yet or not, but there should be. Just, like, a biography of her life. I think that would make a great movie.
I know there was something not too long ago, maybe... I don't know. I'm horrible at estimating time. Maybe somewhere between 5 to 10 years ago, there was a movie where somebody was portraying her, but I think it was like a smaller portion of her life that was
yeah
featured, not a full biopic.
Yeah, I'd be interested in like seeing a movie about her in like the same vein as like Bohemian Rhapsody was to Freddie Mercury. That kind of thing.
Have you read the whole book, or are you just kind of skimming?
Oh, not yet. It's very long. I'm in like the D section of a lot of letters.
Question: how many pages long is the book?
It is a little over 500 pages long. Wow. It's a pretty thick book.
And how long is each? How long is each biography?
Each biography seems to, it depends on how many roles the actor had, between, like, a page and 2 pages. Like, Daniel Day-Lewis has 2 pages to his biography, while someone like, it seems like Mia Farrow has just 1.
Oh, cool.
And it seems to depend on how many, like, movies they've done. Like, Mia Farrow's done, like, Rosemary's Baby. It covers Rosemary's Baby to The Omen. While someone with a longer amount of movies, like Faye Dunaway, has Hurry Sundown to The Rules of Attraction, which are like 2 very different movies, but or 2 like very far apart movies in time, I mean. So they have to have 2 pages to cover them. Oh, and there is a modern actor in here, Robert Downey Jr. So Avengers, Iron Man, he's in here. So yeah, there is a pretty modern day actor in here.
Seems like a fun book to explore.
Yeah.
It could be fun to like try to pick somebody from each section of the alphabet to like watch a movie that you haven't seen.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty fun, actually. I like that idea.
Sounds fun. Awesome. Yeah, Thanks for sharing.
It might be something only someone like me would find fun to read, but yeah, I find it fun to read.
Yeah. I was really into film history and learning about different actors and actresses and directors and all of that when I was a teen, and I still find it interesting. But
I had a lot of fun in my film class learning about Alfred Hitchcock's movies. That was a lot.
There's some good books about him as well. Could check out.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's pretty fun to study.
Mm-hmm.
What is the book?
My book, the book I just talked about, it's called Movie Star Chronicles, A Visual History of the World's Greatest Movie Stars. It's by Ian Hayden Smith.
Oh, cool.
Sounds good. Well, Georgia, do you have a book to talk about?
I sure do. So this book is called Cartwheeling in Thunderstorms. This is by Catherine Rundle. I'm about a third through it, a little less than a third, and it is a really good book. So it's just so unique and different from anything that I've read. I'll read the description. Living half wild on an African farm with her horse, her monkey, and her best friend, Will feels that every day is beautiful, but when her home is sold and Will is sent away to a boarding school in England, the world becomes impossibly difficult. Lions and hyenas are nothing compared to a pack of schoolgirls. Where can a girl run to in London? And will she have the courage to survive? And this is a middle grade novel, but I could see... I think that this novel is, like, 8 and up. I could see, like, Amelia liking it, or you liking it. I could see people of all ages liking it.
What is it about it that you like the most?
Well, the drawings on the outside first really attract you in. Like, it's very unique. It's all in red and yellow. So that's really pretty. And then the story, it's really good because it's set in Africa. It's a change of scenery. And then, I'm going to spoil it. But yeah, it's really good.
That sounds really fun. I haven't read that one before. I don't know if I've actually heard of it. The title's somewhat familiar.
But... It's not super popular. So I did get a Golden Globe Horn Book Award.
Oh, cool.
And it's a staff pick from the place where we got it. So.
All right, then. Sounds good.
I don't know why I did that. I just had nothing to say, so.
That's how it goes sometimes. Thanks for sharing that book. I have a couple of books to share that are new releases that we got at the library that I thought sounded really good. So I thought I would share those descriptions in case anyone else listening out there thinks they sound really good and wants to check them out. So both of these came out this week. And the first one I'll share is called Falling Short by Ernesto Cisneros. And here's the description. It's a very brief description for this one. Ernesto Cisneros, Pura Belpre award-winning author of Efren Divided, is back with a hilarious and heartfelt novel about two best friends who must rely on each other in unexpected ways. It's a great next pick for readers who loved Ghost by Jason Reynolds or The First Rule of Punk by Celia C. Perez, which I loved both of those books, so sounds like a good one for me. Isaac and Marco already know sixth grade is going to change their lives, but it won't change things at home, not without each other's help. This year, star basketball player Isaac plans on finally keeping up with his schoolwork. Better grades will surely stop Isaac's parents from arguing all the time. Meanwhile, straight-A Marco vows on finally winning his father's approval by earning a spot on the school's basketball team. But will their friendship and support for each other be enough to keep the two boys from falling short?
That sounds really good.
It sounds really good.
What's it called again?
It's called Falling Short.
Falling Short, right.
Yeah. The description is really short, but it kind of, like, I get the sense that this is, like, kind of a lighter book, but it made me kind of sad reading the description, just thinking about these young people that are trying to live up to the expectations they feel like their parents have of them and worried that they're not going to live up to that standard or that they're going to disappoint. That's sad.
Hmm. Yeah.
I bet it'll work itself out. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's Falling Short by Ernesto Cisneros. And then the other book I wanted to share is called A Song Called Home. It's by Sarah Zarr. And Sarah Zarr has written a number of books. I'm not positive, but this might be her middle grade debut. I know she's written a lot of books for teens. But here is the description for that. From award-winning author Sarah Zarr comes a story of the small moments that show us who we are and how family is not just something you're part of, but something you make. Lou and her family don't have much, but for Lou, it's enough. Mom, her sister Casey, their apartment in the city, her best friend Beth. It would be better if Dad could stop drinking and be there for her and Casey, and if they didn't have to worry about money all the time. But Lou doesn't need better, she only needs enough. What's enough for Lou, however, is not enough for Mom. Steve, Mom's boyfriend, isn't a bad guy. He's just not what Lou is used to. And now he and Mom are getting married, and that means moving, packing up life as they've known it and storing it in Steve's garage. Lou will be separated from everything in her small but predictable life, farther from Dad than ever. Their last night in the city, Lou receives a mysterious birthday gift, a guitar left for her by their front door. There's nothing saying who left it, but it must be from Dad. And as she leaves the only place she's ever known, she starts to believe that if she can learn how to play it, maybe she can bring a piece of him and of her old life home. So that is A Song Called Home by Sarah Zarr. And it's gotten really great reviews. I haven't heard specifically from like a friend or a young person that's read it, in part because it just came out this week. But the like professional reviews for it have all been really strong. And I'm always curious about people that write for different age audiences. So like her shifting from young adult to middle grade is interesting. This one's geared towards ages 9 to 11.
Interesting.
Wow. That book sounds not delicious. That book sounds amazing. That book is delicious. Yum.
Delicious.
I have a copy of P.S. Classics to eat for the main course. Thank you.
Tasty. And I realize I didn't mention Falling Short by Ernesto Cisneros is also for ages 9 to 11. So good one for middle grade audiences.
Awesome.
So yeah, those are just two recent releases that we got at the library that I thought our listeners might be interested in. And I'm certainly interested in both. We'll see if I check them out someday. I'll report back if I do. But yeah, so those are our book recommendations for the day. And we're going to sign off soon, but we want to first remind our listeners that we're in the WGXE pledge drive and we are trying to get someone out there listening, two people in fact, to become sustaining supporters of WGXE, to sign up to give a set amount every month, whatever amount you choose, to help keep WGXE on the air and to help bring in some sustainable support for the radio station. So if you're out there listening and you want to become a sustaining supporter, please go to wgxc.org/donate and sign up to become a sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. Or you can call 518-697-7400 to discuss other donation options.
If you like sustaining and need to support, become a sustained supporter.
It's an excellent way to achieve those goals. It's true.
Yeah.
but anyways, we're out of time for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until Bye. Then,
happy pop. I'm Kate. Happy reading.
Always right, but he said, girl, it's your second amendment.